Ever notice how the most important tasks feel the hardest to start? You sit down to begin that crucial project, but suddenly your brain conjures 100 urgent distractions. Emails to check, research to do, your desk to organize. Here's what most people get wrong. Procrastination isn't laziness. It's your mind's way of protecting you from something far more threatening than a looming deadline. The possibility of trying your absolute best and still failing. This realization changes everything. When we frame procrastination as a character flaw, we pile on shame and pressure, which only makes the problem worse. But when we understand it as a sophisticated psychological defense mechanism, we can finally address the real issue. Your brain isn't broken. It's actually working exactly as designed, shielding your self-esteem from potential damage. The challenge is learning to work with your psychology rather than against it. Think about how you talk to yourself when facing a deadline. I have to finish this report. I should have started earlier. I must do better. This language might sound motivating, but it triggers the same stress response as a physical threat. Your primitive brain doesn't distinguish between a saber-toothed tiger and an overwhelming project. Both activate fight or flight mode, flooding your system with cortisol and shutting down creative thinking. High achievers procrastinate intensely because they care deeply about performance. Perfectionism provides seductive rationalizations. If you succeed last minute, imagine your potential with more time. Or, if you don't try your hardest, failure doesn't reflect your true abilities. This protective logic preserves self-esteem short-term while sabotaging long-term success. A talented writer stares at a blank page, paralyzed not by lack of ideas, but by potential judgment. A capable manager delays difficult conversations, fearing relationship damage. We're not avoiding work. We're avoiding the emotional exposure that comes with genuine effort. Most stress stems from internal dialogue, not external threats. When you tell yourself, "This job is driving me crazy," while another voice says, "You can't quit, you need the money," you create inner conflict that triggers feeling trapped. Without physical dangers present, stress responses activate from messages you send yourself about threats to your life and worth. Breaking free requires abandoning conventional productivity advice. When something goes wrong, redirect energy from analyzing why toward immediate solutions. Analyzing mistakes is like studying why your boat is sinking instead of bailing water. Embrace the law of reverse effort. Struggling signals you're moving in the wrong direction. Like Chinese finger traps, pulling harder only tightens the grip. The solution requires pushing inward. When work feels like dragging yourself through mud, step back or approach from a different angle. The task focus shift provides immediate relief. Imagine two mental boxes. Box one holds thoughts about the past, future, and self-criticism. Box two contains only the current task. When spiraling in box one, consciously shift to box two. Students using this technique improve test scores while reporting dramatically less anxiety. Replace "I have to finish" with "I choose to start." This isn't semantic trickery. The language fundamentally changes your relationship with work. Have to provokes internal resistance. Choose to acknowledges your agency, eliminating the inner conflict that divides your energy. Traditional time management fails because it addresses the wrong problem. You already know what to do. Your issue is actually doing it. The solution? Shift from getting things done to starting things now. Begin immediately, even for just 5 minutes. This procrastination inoculation breaks avoidant habits and shifts your brain into problem-solving mode. Writer Sue Grafton built her career writing 2 pages daily, no exceptions. Not 10 when inspired, not 0 when unmotivated. 2 pages, period. This consistency accumulated into best-selling novels over decades, demonstrating how small daily outputs compound into extraordinary accomplishments. Traditional to-do lists trigger resistance by failing to distinguish between important and merely urgent tasks. Instead, maintain 4 lists, personal life commitments, top priority projects, start daily, low priority tasks, handle after priorities, and free time activities, guilt-free rewards. Perfectionism sabotages progress by chasing impossible standards. Submit rough drafts early with a note emphasizing this shows progress and invites feedback. This determines what's necessary while avoiding the burnout of chasing perfection alone. Your self-talk determines most of your feelings, behaviors, and productivity. Constant shoulds, I should have finished by now, I should be further along, tell your brain that who you are is inferior to some imagined ideal. This negative comparison breeds depression and anxiety without directing your energies effectively. Consider choices, power, and shaping attitude. A college student working as a supermarket cashier was voted Cashier of the Year, beating full-time employees who'd worked there for decades. The secret? Choosing to be there while planning the future, rather than feeling trapped. This sense of freedom allowed genuine cheerfulness that customers immediately felt. Instead of impulsively quitting a dissatisfying situation, develop a strategic exit plan with a specific timeline. Then shift from, I have to do this job I hate, to, I'm choosing to stay for my own reasons. This reduces victimhood and makes your current situation more bearable. Traditional goal setting creates anxiety by focusing on idealistic rather than realistic targets. Effective goals should start close to where you currently are. Rather than aiming to wake at 6 a.m. when you typically rise at 8 a.m., set intermediate goals. Aim first for 7:30 a.m. consistently. This builds confidence through success rather than discouragement through failure. Mental toughness means rapidly returning attention to what matters. WW2 fighter pilots deliberately left things unfinished, half-eaten apples, unread letters, to maintain mission focus. Having something to look forward to helped them face one more dogfight despite exhaustion and loss. For optimal performance, focus on doing the job rather than self-criticism. Concentrate on present requirements rather than fixing the past. Aim for human excellence rather than perfection. Do what you can now rather than comparing yourself to others. And maintain self-worth independent of others' judgments. Imagine driving at night with oncoming headlights and rain. Effective drivers look where they want to go, not at distractions. Champions maintain focus on their mission even when losing, because outcome-focused thoughts distract from optimal performance. Mental toughness means rapidly shifting within seconds from self-doubt to present action. Practice becoming focused within 1 to 3 breaths. When you notice self-criticism or worry, inhale while tightening your muscles, hold briefly, then exhale completely while releasing tension. Open your hands as if saying, "It's out of my hands," and face tasks as facts rather than problems. You now possess powerful tools that replace pressure and criticism with productive approaches. Old fears will surface when changing familiar patterns, but success becomes inevitable when you back intentions with daily effort. Practice these strategies before crises hit, accessing them daily until they become automatic. Anticipate setbacks and prepare recovery tactics. Most people abandon strategies when stress hits. View setbacks as opportunities to practice recovery and identify vulnerabilities. Track successful days, skipping over lapses rather than restarting your count. Your old coping mechanisms will fight back. They feel unemployed and offer familiar distractions. Give your ego a new role as part of your brain's team, or risk slipping back into ineffective struggles. Confidence comes from action, not the other way around. Start with 15 minutes today on something that matters. Not tomorrow, not after you feel ready, now. The person you want to become isn't waiting for perfect conditions. They're building momentum through imperfect action, one small choice at a time.